Welcome, welcome, and welcome, everybody, to the show. I am your host, Rob Zicari, and this is the Rob Zicari Show. What a day. Primaries. It feels a little empty, though, doesn't it? Because Trump has the nomination locked up. It just doesn't feel the same. The excitement is not there. We need to create some excitement. I don't know. We need to something. The excitement's not there for these primaries. Yeah. You got Bernie and Hillary, and chances are Bernie is going to win this thing tonight. I mean, he's going to win the West Virginia prime. I can't see anybody voting for Hillary Clinton after she told the miners she was going to put them out of business, out of work. I got to imagine she'll get forty thousand votes. Maybe I don't know. But we got to do something. There's the excitement for the primary is not the same. But oh well, we'll think of something. Maybe we won't. I don't know. A lot of things going on. A lot of things aside from the primary. We have new polls. It's starting again. You're going to see the pundits. You're going to see the experts, because that's what they are. They're experts. That's what Wolf Blitzer calls them. His panel of experts. We're here with the panel of experts. This is Ryan Aliza from The New Yorker. This is Anna Navarro. This is my panel of crap. That's what they are. They're the panel of crap. Panel of experts. No experts. Trust me. This is absolutely no experts. They've gotten it wrong from day one, and they're going to continue to get it wrong. Seriously. Remember we had this conversation last week, and we're going to have this conversation 3 months from now. Let me give you a little preview, okay? So the panel of experts, all these people have been wrong from day one. From day one, they've been wrong. Okay? Trump wouldn't last a month. It's going to be Jeb Bush. Trump, okay, lasted a month. He won't last 2 months. It's going to be Marco Rubio. Okay, wait a minute. Trump won't last after this month. And once candidates get out of the race, they'll coalesce around an established politician, and they'll win. That, remember, every month these experts, the Wolf Blitzer experts, and then they would roll out their polls. This poll, that poll, the Suffolk University, the Monmouth, Citadel. I mean, just every poll you could imagine. Because that's a story that fills time, that creates narratives, that supports a panel of experts' position. So if you're a expert, if you're a Ryan Lizza, or you're an SC Cup, or you're a Jennifer Granholm, you're one of these politicians, or you're one of these journalists. You're one of these a poll, even if it's the most obscure, just nonsensical poll, creates the aura of knowing what you're talking about. I remember one New Hampshire poll from a place that I had never heard of. I mean, never. And I've been doing this for a little bit. I'm not a babe in the woods. It was a poll that I never heard of, but it had Jeb Bush from 7 points to like 19 points, second place behind Donald Trump in New Hampshire. And that was the narrative now. And all the Bush people, the experts on CNN and Fox were pushing this poll. And I remember just looking at it going, really? Really? I mean, come on. Really? This is okay. All right. And Bush wound up getting blown out. Remember the Nate Silver character, the 538 guy? He'd always be on Matthews, or he'd be on Maddow. He's an uber liberal, uber liberal. He'd be sitting there with Lawrence O'Donnell. I'm going to tell you, when we put our numbers together, Donald Trump has no chance, absolutely no chance, zero, zero chance. He will not win anything. He will, and then Lawrence O'Donnell and them would talk about Nate Silver being an expert. He's predicted the Super Bowl. He's predicted the world, like he's an Nostradamus or something. He's predicted. He predicted my taint. That's what he's predicted. Another guy, wrong. Remember, we talked about this ad nauseum. We did. We talked about this ad nauseum. It is impossible. It is impossible to get a accurate poll with Donald Trump. Remember, you're going and it proved it. And some of these polls where Trump was underperforming, when some of these places where all of a sudden he's supposed to win by 5, or he's only supposed to get 41%, or he's only supposed to get 38%, and all of a sudden he gets 58, and he gets 60. And the voter turnout, remember, the pollsters, the people that are doing these polls, they're the same as the pundits, as the experts. So they're doing things traditionally the way they have done things for, 50 years? Seriously. What do you think these pollsters, these polling companies, that Kellyanne Conway, what's her name? I think it's Conroy or Conway. She was a Cruz supporter, or is it? Well, I guess she's now kind of supporting Trump. I don't know. But she's also a pollster. She has a polling company, created a racket where people hire her to do polling. And she would go on, rather it's Blitzer or Cooper or Lemon, and her polls were wrong. All of these people's polls have been wrong because they're doing things the traditional way. And if anything, Trump has shown that his candidacy is not traditional. And not just the way he talks or the free flow of ideas, but the voters. It's non-traditional. I told you this before. Trump has people that are voting for him that are telling pollsters they're not voting for him. And when these people go into a voting booth and they pull the curtain around them, and it's private, and there's no wife, there's no girlfriend, there's no kids, and it's flipped. Same thing if it's a woman. There's no husband, there's no kids, there's no friends. They then can vote how they want. Remember the caucuses where everybody stands in a room and goes, okay, who's voting for Trump? And someone raises their hand and people go, damn you, what's wrong with you? What? Okay. Well, I'll vote for, Bush? Okay. Oh, no, Cruz, right? So in those caucuses, we've seen it in the Iowa caucuses. For the first time, they had a camera showing the process play out, showing five Bernie Sanders supporters in a corner surrounded by 16 Hillary Clinton supporters. And those 16 Hillary Clinton supporters were just screaming at these Bernie Sanders people. What's wrong with you? Talk about bullying. Bullying votes. It all changes when you get into a booth, when you're private. It all changes when somebody's not passing judgment on you. And, of course, these polls don't factor that in. When these polls are conducted and they go, Clinton's beating Trump by 11 points, they don't put a 6 or 7 point bully factor in there. And that's what they are supposed to do. You would think that by now they would have learned. You think after 9 months they would have learned. Remember, I would tell you stories about how me and my beautiful, charming, gorgeous, sophisticated girlfriend, Catherine, Cat K, Cat Z, as we call her now, we would be talking politics. Because that's what we do. In our private life, we will discuss things that are happening. And when we're referencing Trump, it's always a whisper. So we're like, yeah, and then this happened, and this happened. And you know when Trump does, the thing, or somebody gets in the elevator and we're talking, the doors open, all of a sudden we stop. And I go, you don't understand what I'm saying on that last night? She's like, yeah. And I go, so that's what's going to happen. Those people are going to get upset. So it's a whisper factor. It's a whisper factor. So all these experts have gotten it wrong. And it's starting again. We talked about it last week. All the people that were wrong about Trump are now going, okay, it's a do-over. It's a do-over, and now we're going to be right. He's going to get slaughtered. He's going to get murdered. Hillary Clinton's going to hammer him. Women hate him. Nobody's going to vote for him. It's over. It's finished. It's done. And all these people that are saying that are the ones that were saying Trump's not going to win a delegate. He's not going to win a state. He's done. He's only getting 20%. He's only getting 22%. He has a ceiling. He has a minority of a minority. That was always the other good one. He has a minority of a minority. And then the other good one, remember, it was stuff I never heard before. Yeah, he might have 48%, but that means 60%, 38%. There was always a percent out there that didn't like him. And I never heard that before. I never heard pundits. I never heard experts. I never heard individuals use the percent that didn't vote for someone as a narrative to say, look, this is why this person's going to lose because these people didn't vote for him. And so in turn, they have no chance. It's over. Never heard that. Never, ever heard that. Because it was never in play before. Created this anger amongst pundits. Trump, I mean, listen, it's just like when we're talking about the establishment, and we're talking about coalescing, and Trump has to bring people together, and he, well, you know, it's not voters. Sure, there might be some voters out there, but it's not voters. It's pundits. It's the experts. It's the Charles Krautheimers. It's these people. Super PAC organizers. Katie Unhealthy Packer. Tim Confused Miller. It's these people. Who cares about them? It's not millions and millions and millions of people. They're not part of this Never Trump movement. This is insane. It's insane. All these experts. Oh, he's never going to get that. Never going to get that. He's going to get killed by Hillary. He's going to get killed by Hillary. He's going to get killed by Hillary. Look at this poll. Look at the poll in Utah. Utah? Look. Look, Trump's losing in Utah. Look, he's a... Poll? What are you talking about? Look, it's the Mormon Tabernacle poll. Look at the poll in Georgia. It's the ABC, whatever poll. I mean, they're just pulling out polls out of the thin air. Look at the CNN poll. Every woman in America hates them. Oh, okay. It's like they never learn. They never learn. Listen. When you have somebody that all the experts are saying no one likes them, they're horrible, they're evil, and they wind up beating 16 other people that are supposed to be good, somebody is voting for them that consists of more than, I don't know, 100,000, 200,000. I know the narrative now is, well, that was Republicans. That was Republicans. Now it moves to the general election. Now he needs Democrats. He needs independents. He needs people that are not part of the fringe. Now it... Mm-hmm. Okay, experts. You've all admitted begrudgingly that you have been wrong up to this point. Right? Nate Silver, he's been in hiding. This guy, he's been in hiding. Okay, so you're all wrong, right? But now you're right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, a new Quinnipiac poll. Quinnipiac, right? They're pretty reputable. It's not like ABC, Monmouth State University of the Citadel Young Boys Choir poll. Quinnipiac, it's been pretty reliable throughout this campaign season, right? I think they take certain things in account when they're doing their poll. I think they take into account the Trump vote that gets casted privately. All right? I don't think they have too many shenanigans. Because, again, polls are conducted to create stories. They're conducted to create narratives. They're conducted to fill airtime. And every network does a poll. CNN does a poll. MSNBC does a poll. Fox does a poll. Everybody does a poll. And when that poll comes out, 2 days, maybe 3 days worth of panel time, or as Wolf Blitzer calls them, experts. So CNN puts out a poll, and now you have 2 days of Don Lemon and Breonna Keeler and the whole list of activists with their panels, their SE Cups and their David Axelrods, all breaking down the polls and what do they mean? And it means Trump's going to get slaughtered. Trump's going to get slaughtered. So Quinnipiac puts out a poll. And the poll says that in the three states that Hillary Clinton has to win, the three states that Hillary Clinton has to win, she's either losing or beating Trump by 1 point. Florida basically has Trump and Hillary neck and neck. Hillary beats Trump 43-42. Pennsylvania, Hillary beats Trump 43-42. And in Ohio, Trump beats Hillary 39-43. So you basically have two states where Hillary is beating Trump, but they're in that margin of error window. And in the state where Trump is beating Hillary, it's outside the margin of error. So it's starting all over again. It's starting all over again. Experts are starting to go down that path once again. No chance. Trump's got no chance. And when they break the numbers down in this Quinnipiac poll, it shows Trump getting about 41% of the woman vote. Which, again, is a little bit higher than what they've all said. But, of course, what are they saying about these numbers? Oh, Trump's got to get that number higher. Trump, he's never going to win the general. He's never. Well, this poll just shows that he's in striking distance in the three states that he has to win to get the presidency. And in one state, he's winning. So what are you talking about? Because just remember this. For every woman that Trump struggles to get, Hillary Clinton is going to equally struggle to get the white male vote. And no one wants to talk about that. Yeah, sure, maybe in passing, somebody will say it kind of flip. But when people talk about this woman vote that Trump is never going to get, or he's going to struggle to get it, what do you think? That white men are beating down Hillary Clinton's door? White working class men are beating Hillary Clinton's door? Is that what you're saying? I mean, Hillary Clinton, she's got to duplicate what Obama did. She's got to duplicate what Obama did. And what I mean by that is she has to get the 95 or 96% of the black vote that's out there. She's got to turn out the numbers that Obama did. She's got to win. She's got to win the percentage that Obama did. You know, again, these experts. Because remember, all they're doing is reading numbers. That's all they're doing. They're reading numbers taken by a pollster. And, of course, that poll, depending on which television network is doing, has an agenda. So then these experts look at those poll numbers, and of course they already have a bias built in. You know, Ryan Lizza on CNN is a liberal. All the pundits on these cable news shows are liberals, and the ones that aren't, like the SC Cups or the Ana Navarros, they're Republicans, or as we call them, cucks. And they are told how to act. They are basically given the Iggy. You know what the Iggy is? You know what the Iggy is? The Iggy is a signal that is kind of hidden. You don't go, hey, this is what I want you to do. The Iggy is maybe an eye wink, a scratch of the head, a rub of the tummy. That's the Iggy. They all have the Iggy. They all have the Iggy. They're Republicans that work for liberals. They get a paycheck from liberals. They're there to do what the liberals tell them to do. They are there to show balance. That's what they do. They're puppets. They're cuck puppets. That's it. So they just read numbers. Oh, well, this poll, and then they project what they wish because they don't like Trump or they don't like Bernie or they don't like whatever. They don't like the North Carolina bathroom law. They don't like this. They don't like. And whatever agenda that network is pushing, they use a poll that is skewed. To give the narrative, to paint the picture, and they go from there. But when a Quinnipiac comes out, when a poll that, I'm not saying they're not biased, but a poll that doesn't have the Wall Street Journal attached to it, the NBC Wall Street Journal poll. Remember that poll? And I always bring it up. Remember that poll when it had Ted Cruz overtaking Donald Trump by something like 5 points nationally? Remember that? It was on the eve of one of the primaries. The only poll ever ever that showed Ted Cruz overtaking Donald Trump nationally. Came out on the eve of the primary or the day of the primary. Cruz was hyping it up. It was all over the networks. All over, everybody was, oh my look, oh my God, oh my. And then as you dug into the poll, because somebody actually did a little report on it. I think New York Times might have done a little report on it. I mean, New York Times is a liberal rag, but I think they hated Ted Cruz more than they hate Trump. So they were like, wait, how is this? And then they dug into it. Then the poll conducted between whatever date consisted of people that were very conservative, like old, very conservative. I mean, it was just specifically to get the information that they got, which put Cruz ahead. So Quinnipiac is, you know, it's not a network. It's I got to imagine somewhat neutral. Somewhat neutral. And if these numbers hold up, it's over. That's why it baffles me when you hear a CNN or an NBC poll that has Hillary Clinton up by 12. Oh, it's over. These numbers show Trump gets killed in a landslide. But why? Why do you say that? You have no idea how that poll was conducted. And since it's a CNN or a NBC, there's an agenda. And because we don't do the popular vote thing, it doesn't matter what California does. Now, I know what you're going to say. Well, these polls are very sophisticated, and they take samplings. Yeah, they, no, please, please. These polls are skewed again to however they want it to come out, to make a narrative. It's just like when you see the reports on TV. The Latino registrations are through the roof. They are registering in droves to vote against Donald Trump. They're still in droves. Here we have organizer Luis Castillo from Get Out and Vote. He's talking to us from the studios there in Los Angeles, California. Oh, really? Really, so he's just getting big numbers in law. Who cares? It's California. Who cares? It'd be a big deal, and that's why you never see this. It would be a big deal if they're like, hi, it's Luis Castillo, and he has a huge organization in Pennsylvania. And they're putting together hundreds of thousands of Latino voters that are going for the first time in the 2016 election, and it's not for Donald Trump. Exactly. It doesn't happen. There's not a lot of Latino voters in Pennsylvania. There's not a lot of Latino voters in Ohio. And if you want to get technical, Cubans and Puerto Ricans are different than Mexicans, okay? I'm sorry to break that news to you. If you want to get technical, Puerto Rico is part of the United States. So right now, if these polls hold up, we're not talking landslide. We're not talking landslide in this upcoming election. We're talking possibly a close, very close win by Donald Trump. Remember, no president, no Republican has become president without winning Ohio. Well, this poll shows Trump winning Ohio. This poll shows Trump winning Ohio. It shows him winning Ohio outside the margin of error. And shows him losing Florida and Pennsylvania by a point, which is inside the margin of error. And what did I tell you is going to happen in this general election? Trump is going to live. He's going to live in Pennsylvania. He's going to live in Ohio. He's going to live in Florida. He's going to live in these three states. He's going to live in Wisconsin. He's going to live in these three or four states. He's going to live there. I told you. Pennsylvania is going to see Trump every week. They're going to see him every single week. Ohio, they're going to see him every single week. They're going to see him every single week. Every single week. Mark my words. Mark my words.